Aida.
Thank
you, Hans.
So it.
Okay, good afternoon. Good to see you all again. And we have a little bit different session than usual today for you on primary financial statements project. So this is more about due process, or not more, it's entirely about due process. So this session is seeking your advice on moving the primary financial statements research project from research to standard setting agenda of the IASB. Rest assured, we'll be back with technical discussion probably at next meeting already, so we will have plenty of opportunities to do so. So we have a prepared agenda paper too to facilitate discussion today, and what this paper does is just a little bit of a reminder of the project objectives, the project history, the current status of the project, and also a reminder of the due process criteria for major standard-setting projects. So the criteria are in paragraph 8 of this paper, and this is what we are assessing today, basically. So just to remind us all, this is not a topic we have discussed with the board, so we are seeking your view before we take this topic to the board. So the views and conclusions in the papers are what we as a staff have as expressed. So what we as a staff are thinking is that considering the criteria and the due process, we think the project has met the criteria for moving to standard setting phase, and because in combination of the work on 2015 agenda consultation and also the subsequent research we have been doing ever since in preparation for various board discussions on the topic, we think we have identified the problems with structure and content of primary financial statements, in particular statement of financial performance, and users have been consistent in their communication to us that they think these are the problems that are important for them, for the ISB to resolve. And I just want to emphasize again that moving a project from research to standard setting is primarily about whether we have defined the problem, identified the problem that needs to be resolved. Is this problem important to investors, and whether this problem can be resolved in a cost-beneficial way? We, as a staff and a board, still have more work to do before we can even have discussion about what is the next due process document on the project, whether to have discussion paper or exposure draft. And this is because the decision on due process document is more, for that decision, what is more important is the nature of the board's proposals and to what extent do we have information about the effects of those proposals. And, you know, we think there are some areas, in particular application of the project to financial entities, where more work needs to be done before we can even discuss this. So this is not the question we are discussing today. But, you know, just to emphasize, if the board decides to move this project to standard setting agenda, then it will also have to later decide what should be the due process document. In other words, it can still have a discussion paper or exposure draft as a next step. So now we clarify what's not the question. Now what is the question for you is what is your advice and what are your views on moving the primary financial statements research project from research to standard setting agenda.
Alberto.
Well, based on all the history of this project and the outreach done and the comments received, I have no doubt that we should move ahead with this project. Also, there is a big diversity in practice, in the way company present the result, financial statement, cash flow, and so on. I do remember in ASAF, not this year, last year maybe, when we were presented with three or four different statements of income of companies, and they all looked terribly different. I mean, interest shown above the line or below the line and so on. So there is diversity in practice. There is a need and perceived need by preparers and users. Also preparers would like to have some form of discipline. The user more so. So, I mean, I would recommend to go ahead with this project.
Andreas.
Whilst I don't
disagree with what Alberto said, I would say I'm a bit hesitant moving it to standard setting already. And the reason for that is if I look into the criteria, and specifically into paragraph 8C, the type of entities, mm-hmm. I believe that there is still a bit of work to be done. I would agree that you've looked into how this works for manufacturing companies. The question is, how would this apply to the financial sector? How would it apply to financial conglomerates? And I stress that point because less and less companies, at least in my jurisdiction, are domiciled within the manufacturing center, a sector. So most are now service-oriented companies, and the question is, would your proposals work the same way? I take some relief from what you said before, in that even if you have it on standard setting stage, you could still decide to issue a discussion paper, which I would certainly recommend you do.
Lynn?
We support moving the project from the research agenda to the standard setting agenda. However, in view of the fact that there are still many different views over some of the important issues, for example, dividing the performance statement into three sections and also the definition of some of the items, we think that for the next step, the due process document should be a discussion paper instead of an exposure draft.
Andrew?
I think, like others with our discussion, it is difficult to kind of isolate the discussion to whether the due process criteria are met from people's overall enthusiasm for the direction of the project, but trying to be disciplined, and we think the due process criteria are met, but similar to Andreas, it does feel like there's still a lot of work that you might call partly research on developing proposals for financial institutions.
Cédric?
Thank you. We are on the same page. Moving forward, but rather in the direction of a discussion paper than an ED. And there are still a lot of issues that have to be discussed. Of course, the financial institution, but also the nature of distinction of financing, investing has to be reconsidered. The relationship with the cash flow statement also is an important issue to manage. We have identified a couple of issues that are still to be investigated further.
Linda?
So we're also supportive. Don't disagree with any of the comments relative to financial entities, et cetera. Obviously, my board is biased based on the next discussion we're going to have about the importance of this work, because we've been doing an awful lot of work with not only users, but pretty much everybody across the financial reporting process, including directors, who feel very strongly that improvements need to be made within the financial statements to make sure that they stay relevant. So whether you go to a discussion paper and you can sort out some of the issues with regard to financial entities or not through a discussion paper really is in your purview. You had the benefit of meeting with our user advisory council by video in June. I think you heard a pretty strong message that they're interested in seeing this move forward. A lot of support for EBIT or EBITDA in terms of being introduced. So the concern would be that it's going to take a while. And so the sooner you get started, the sooner you can move it forward.
But any preference for discussion paper versus?
Well, I mean, to the extent that you think that you really need the feedback from a discussion paper, or you could scope it. You could do some things right away and then other things through a discussion paper, Hans. I think our overriding belief, including what we've heard from our stakeholders, is
Move on.
Ilhong? Okay. So AOSS members have mixed views on moving the primary financial statements project from the research agenda to the standard setting agenda. Some members supported the idea because they think the stakeholders may be more likely to involve themselves in the project than they would be in a project on the research agenda. And some members did not support the idea because the various alternatives were discussed for many subjects, and there was insufficient input from research to proceed directly to an exposure draft. And one member suggested the ISB extend the sample size of analysis of companies to cover various sectors, because the ISB only performed analysis on 25 entities for some sectors. So they also suggested that the ISB focus in getting regulators buy-in in enforcing the ISB's tentative decision.
Christine.
We've heard very similar feedback from users to what you all have heard in terms of their concerns over the adequacy of the level of disaggregation in the financial statements. They don't feel that it is adequate, and that's why they end up relying on information that's conveyed in the alternative performance measures and not in non-GAAP disclosures. We've also heard concerns from them regarding the inadequacy of what I'll refer to as articulation across the financial statements, so subtotals that allow there to be a relationship between a subtotal on the income statement, call it operating income or financing expense, and how that relates to what then appears as that subtotal on the cash flow statement. So we've heard those similar concerns from users. We've heard them for many, many years and have tried long before I joined the board, long before you tried to join the board, to resolve some of these issues. And we ultimately decided that we would move a component of the project to our active agenda, which is to just try to disaggregate two line items on the income statement. So I can't imagine we could get any narrower in our definition of this project scope, but to try to get a little more disaggregation of selling, general, administrative expenses and cost of sales. Even that, we're getting quite a bit of pushback already from preparers of financial statements. And so I guess the one thing, you know, that won't be a surprise is in paragraph 22 of Agenda Paper 2, I think that when you state that the benefits of the improvements are there, I think that that definitely goes without saying, and that user need is definitely there. My concern is that when we say it's likely to outweigh the cost, that depends on how we define cost. I think the fact that preparers have been successful for multiple decades to kind of confound any progress on improving financial statement disclosures would indicate that they have some costs in mind that we're not necessarily taking into consideration. And so when you've got that enormous amount of pressure, the one thing that sometimes helps you to fight back against it is having a very strong concept, a presentation concept in this case that would help provide some support for the direction that that you ultimately decide to go. So I guess what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I think you should do the project, but recognize that it is going to result in an enormous amount of pressure probably from preparers not wanting to change. They like the flexibility of non-GAAP being outside of the audited financial statements. And in the absence of a well-defined presentation concept, it's going to make it a little bit harder to push back on that. I think we found that too. So.
Noble.
Thank you. We have a question and a comment. The question is there a difference between a discussion paper that's issued as part of a research agenda and a discussion paper that's issued as part of the standards agenda? No.
Well, with the, I mean, the documents can look the same, but it's if you're on the research agenda and you issue a discussion paper, it is under premise that you don't have enough evidence that there is a problem. So the implicit assumption is that discussion paper is more focused on problem definition than the effect of the solutions. And you would, you know, following the due process after discussion paper, you would still have a a go-no-go decision effectively, whether we go ahead with this project, do we have a problem defined, whereas when you understand the setting agenda, the implicit assumption there is, and I know there always could be exceptions, but the assumptions by moving to standard setting is that this is a project that is going to result in a change in a standard.
So we think the next step should be a discussion paper. And in that discussion paper, I think we think the ISB should try to find a feasible solution and then incorporate that solution into the standard as a standard setting process. And therefore, we support continuing to put this on the research agenda. We are concerned that, first, there are some issues that are still controversial and that many of the papers that have been presented by the staff are based on preliminary research with limited companies. And we think we are supportive of the project, but in order to capture the views of constituents around the world, we think the discussion paper is more an efficient and effective way to proceed if you are willing to proceed.
Kimberly.
I guess we found it difficult to divorce the question you're asking from the question of discussion paper versus ED, because you would only move it to the standard setting agenda to give yourself that flexibility, because if you thought the first phase was going to be a discussion paper, there's actually no need to even consider the question about moving it to the standard setting agenda. So there's a bit of a chicken and egg thing, I think, there. So I sort of found, in thinking about your question, it was difficult to divorce it from the question of should you start with a DP or an ED. And I think in terms of the research phase of the project, I guess I had a somewhat different view as to the purpose of the research phase of the project. I've always thought about it as not just have I identified the problem, but also have I identified some workable solutions. So therefore it's worthwhile carrying on to standard setting because there are some things that I can do in a standard setting phase. And if I think back to the time when the board changed its approach to introduce the research phase as distinct from a standard setting phase, it was around the time we had all those issues with leasing, and there was, you know, two exposure drafts, and it was thought, well, actually, if we had a better handle of not only the problem, because I think everybody agreed there was a problem with leasing right from the get-go, it was how you resolved that problem that everybody debated. That therefore, if you could do more work in the research phase, when you get to the standard setting phase, it should make it more efficient, because hopefully you would only have one ED because you'd have already got a fairly good feel for it. And similar for the views that have been expressed by others around the table, there seems to be more work to do before you're at the stage where you could do an ED, both in terms of outreach, and also I think some of the ideas you've been exploring has, you know, changed over the course of the project. You know, you've been working your way through, we understand what the problem is, but what are some different ways that we might address that problem? And that seems to lend itself to a discussion paper. If you felt you would get more focused feedback with an ED, you could even consider something that has the status of a discussion paper but has a little bit more of a content flavour that's a bit more similar to an ED, where you might start off by saying, here's what the problem is, here's some potential solutions to the that problem, here's some pros and cons of it, the board's preliminary view is we think we should address it this way, and here's what it would probably look like in the standard. So you could actually go a little bit extra but still have the status of a discussion paper to get you a little more targeted feedback. So if that's one of the things you were thinking about, that you get more targeted feedback in an ED, then you could potentially benefit from that without going directly to an ED.
I'm actually a bit confused by this discussion. Do we really make a distinction between... Do we have two kinds of discussion papers, one in the research phase and one in... standard setting phase?
Well, I agreed with what the staff said. I think you have to do a DP if we're in the research phase, right? But I think we could choose between a DP and an ED if we're in the standard setting phase. But if you're in the research phase, we'd probably, like Feist this morning, the first question is, do you agree with the way we've set out the problem, and do you agree that it's worth doing standard setting? So I think that's sort of the research piece of it. Whereas if it were in the standard setting phase, you're sort of assuming we've got past that in a sense, and we're more on to this is how we propose to fix it.
Yeah, I think the way I was looking at it is you've got discussion papers and some of them are like problem, what's the problem, problem definition, and some of them are closer to an exposure draft. And I think what we'd be saying is this one would hopefully be, if that was the way, then that would be closer to an exposure draft. Because it's a broad range of...
But I would really hope with this project that we were beyond the phase that we identify that there is a problem.
That's what it's like. Yeah, I think that's why the staff are asking this question. Yeah. To see if they agree, the ASAP agrees with that sense I get that the staff thinks that.
But the question we're asking is, should we move from research to standard setting, not should we go ED to DP, as Aida said?
But why ask the question unless you were thinking,
because we're required to undo the due process book. Because that's what Aida said at the beginning. This discussion is about due process. And our due process asks us to get feedback on whether you think it's appropriate to move to the standard setting phase. And that's the question we're asking. If we move to that phase, we have the flexibility to do an ED or a DP. If we don't, we can't do an ED out of the research
phase. Yeah, I get that, but I'm still saying that. You're thinking in your mind, actually, I do want to go to ED. You wouldn't actually necessarily have to ask.
Some people
question.
Do think that because of the timing point, which I think...
But maybe you could do it together instead of trying to do one after the other. Just do the two questions together.
Nick?
So just to reflect, as Christine said, this has been a high priority area for users for many years, and I guess over the last few major projects the board has undertaken, it's been focused on measurement and recognition, presentation in some respects being neglected over that period, and there is frustration, but also users see that there's plenty of room for improvement, and the feedback that we've had so far on our proposals has generally been positive, I'd say. We have engaged with preparers in Japan and elsewhere around the world, and we've heard those views as well. So I think there are things we can do. Just picking up on Andreas's point around manufacturing versus services, we do have more work to do, particularly in financial sectors, although insurance may be taken care of, hopefully. But this would work for a service company. It's not just for a manufacturer in terms of the work we've been doing. So I feel confident we have made a lot of progress here.
Alexander.
The general support of the jurisdiction is to have a discussion paper in favor of that. But then asking the second question, why are you in favor of that? And people say, well, actually they're in favor of more uniformity in financial performance presentation. That's what people mean by, at least in my jurisdiction, they say, well, we should move to a standard level. So we should see at some point in time a standard talking about that. Mm-hmm. But why is that? So we would like to have more uniformity. But then you're going a little bit deeper on that, and why people need this. And it's like the cure for cancer or world peace. Everybody's in favor until you say, how are we going to do that? Because what people actually want is different, depending on the sector that they are working. They want their model to be used. As ISB does not use a sector, industry level standard, that can be complicated. For example, especially mining, retailing, they generally use different models for financial reporting presentation. And that flexibility is... People take for granted the benefits of the flexibility that they have at the moment. They only see the bad side of that. They don't see the so what that standardization actually end up for companies. Should all companies report in the same way? So we end up having more non-GAAP adjustments because they will not be able to do their adjustments. So when at least my experience, when you keep asking the second and third question, people get a little bit confused of what actually they want. So everybody wants to be more comparable at P&Ls. That's the end of the day is what they say. But are we going to really achieve that? So this is a word of caution. People could not answer the second question. That was the first one. Oh, I want it. But are you going to be able to... Are you prepared to have less flexibility? Oh no! I want a standard, but the standard should be that way, the way that I think is right. But the way that you think is right is different in another industry.
I guess as a staff, I was very encouraged. I was present, Linda, at your user advisory meeting, and it was really encouraging to hear that there was a lot of support among users for specific proposals to address the problems. And this is not to undermine the fact, I think you're quite right, we still have to do lots more research, we still have to do more outreach, we still have to work with the regulators.
It's just a word of caution, because not getting to Linda's paper, but then they have a framework for non-GAAP presentation. It's a different story. So I have a non-GAAP presentation, I have a framework for non-GAAP presentation. Another is standardize the traditional GAAP presentation, and what people actually mean by that. Like, I believe some people mean different things in that sense.
We do have a team of seven, which I think is probably one of ISB's biggest teams, and we are, because we recognize the amount of work that is needed on this project, this is not to say we are underestimating the effort. This is what I'm saying.
Christine?
I just wanted to respond to something you said, Hans, when you said, surely we know there's a problem, so isn't it time to move on? And I think that that's something to be concerned about if it's left on the research agenda and not moved. Is that it's sending the signal that there's still, it's open for discussion as to whether or not there is a problem. So one of the one of our recent meetings, we had users and preparers in the room, and we were reading the feedback that we had gotten from all the outreach that we had done, and users are saying, we need this information, here's how we're going to use it, this is really important to us, and then preparers were saying, they don't need this information, it's all there, and we don't need to provide it to them. And as long as we allow the conversation to continue to be whether or not there is a problem, as to there is a problem, how are we going to solve it, which to me is moving it to the research, from the research agenda to the active agenda, that is going to leave open the door for that churning over and over again.
I think we are beyond that phase with our preparers, no? At least the ones that we talk on a regular basis. Not completely, perhaps. But
as I said, I do need to caveat it, because we are doing more research, evidence gathering, but so far we haven't heard a great, like, no way, we can't do any of this.
Cédric?
Just to add on the motivation on that project, I think what is important to date is we are used to use templates in Europe, because there are still templates in the directive. But on the other hand, with the taxonomy and the electronic format, we see arriving some best practice, some structure in the electronic format, and that therefore it's important to have at the same time a conceptual discussion, as it is the case with the primary financial statement. That's the reason why it's a very important issue. On the other hand, there is also a very important debate, and that's the reason why preparers are also very interested in that discussion. On the other hand, the big question is how compulsory will be that format in the future, and I think it's a point which was raised by Christine before. If we are recommending or making compulsory some of the aggregate, or only some of them, or all of them, that's also a very important issue for the future.
Good point. Yeah. Andrew?
Just a question. If you do move it onto the standard setting agenda, are there then additional criteria in the due process handbook on whether it's a DP or an ED, or is that more of a case-by-case judgment by the board?
I can't answer that precisely at this moment, Andrew. I don't know if anybody else has. But, you know, what is implicit in the... To have an exposure draft is accompanied by full effects analysis, which means there's assumption that you understand the effects of proposals, you have done all the work. So to me, like, you know, I'm sure there's criteria around that, but whether how explicit or not, I think these will be the key questions to assess once we ask the board to make this decision.
Okay. Kimberly.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify from your comments earlier that we are supportive of the project, so I didn't want you to go away with the impression that we're not. We are definitely in support of the project and with moving it forward. It's just, I think, a difference in view about how to move it forward and why this question's being asked in advance of asking yourself really want to go with the DP and the ED, and I guess the views I was expressing around what I see as the research phase is based on the description on the Lightspeed website, so you might want to do a bit of tweaking to that description on the website, because what I've heard today is a different view as to what the research phase of a project is compared to how that's described.
Okay.
Thank you. So the purpose was to get input for the board discussion, and I think that has served its purpose. So thank you.